I'm speaking with Jim Sumner. He's president, U.S. Poultry and Egg Export Council. And Jim, it's been great to meet you here at the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit. You're one of our speakers talking about lessons, I guess, that your industry has learned from Europe. What's the executive summary version of what you told these folks today?
Chuck, I guess you would say that the summary is that we've got to look out for our own government policies, our own government regulations, or we're going to end up as bad or worse off than our friends in the European Union. So many ways that our government is over-regulating our industries, whether it comes to GPSA, which regulates the contracts that our companies have with their growers and producers, to anti-dumping policies of our government, which come back to haunt us when other countries bring those same actions back against us. We've really got a lot of problems in our industry, and unfortunately, our own government has helped to bring about some of those and don't want to listen all the time to our industry to solve these.
So I know that this alliance of organizations really does this to get ideas, and here it seems like a lot of them been our ideas that we can better tell our story, and that includes not just consumers but our elected officials as well. I know. What would you like them to take away from your presentation, or to take away from this conference?
Well, first of all, we've got to be addressing consumers, get them to understand better about our industry, the fact that because of our cheap food policies in the United States, we have the lowest percentage of disposable income being spent in the U.S. of any country in the world. 6% is all that U.S. consumers spend on average on their food consumption. Canada is double that. Pakistan is 60%. But this is why we in the U.S. can enjoy such a wonderful standard of living, because we don't have to spend half of our income on subsistence, on food. We have money left over for houses and cars and clothing and Kindles. This is a message that unfortunately has not gotten out to the consuming public. I remember Jerry Litton, back congressman from Kansas, and that was one of his mantras. And somebody needs to pick that up again today and spread that word.
Well, I guess that there's a lot of people here that are probably, hopefully, going to walk away and try to help accomplish some of that. Anything else you might want to share? Just what do you feel like you've gotten out of this conference yourself?
Well, this is a dynamic group, this Animal Agriculture Alliance. This was my first exposure to them, but I think they're doing a lot to bring the word out to the consumers on that animals are being well-treated, and that we all embrace the proper treatment of animals because they perform better when you do. And unfortunately, there are a few activists in the world who make their living as activists, who create a lot of problems, and we unfortunately are the result of their consequences.
Well, they're out there. I've had comments just today on my blog, agwire.com, in regards to Tom Carlson's presentation yesterday that I reported on, and they tried to make a claim that, you know, it's just widespread animal abuse on farms. And fortunately, a farmer made a comment back. You obviously have never been on a farm. We could not stay in business if we did what you're describing. Exactly. So it doesn't even make sense what you're saying, much less that you're, you know, completely misinformed. But there are people out there who have these ideas in their minds, and hopefully with some of the social media channels you've heard talked about here, and maybe we'll see the Jim Sumner blog pretty soon. We'll get that out there.
Well, it's amazing. There are so many family farmers in the area that I'm sure would be more than happy to take a skeptical consumer out onto their farm and show them how they really do raise their chickens, their hogs, and their steers. So I would like to encourage them to do that.
Absolutely. I'll make sure I get that in the story post with this interview. That's Jim Sumner. He's president of USA Poultry and Egg Export Council. And here at the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.